The Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Shin Lama Dalad, Sif Aleph, paskens that if somebody is benidui, or somebody is chayiv nidui, says the Ramah, Omenadin Lamisha chayiv nidui, we put into chayrim somebody who's obligated to be put into chayrim. Even if we need to be concerned that by putting him into chayrim, he may end up doing something or end up not acting as he ought to be, we need not be concerned. And the Taz says that the source for the opinion of the Ramah is a Piskei Maroi that says that the Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he was Nifter, he said a Nevuah. The Rav Acha ben Yoshia is going to put into Chayrim these individuals who were Mechal Shabbos, and after they're put into Chayrim, they will ishtamud. They're going to leave Klal Yisrael. Mishum d'shem tinu. Because they were put into chayv. Says the Maroi, what's the Gemara trying to teach us with this story? Says the Maroi, that what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that even though they knew that by putting these individuals into chayrim, they will end up going off the derech, and maybe therefore we ought to avoid putting them into chayrim, still they did what they're supposed to do. Then the Taz begins a discussion. Perhaps there's a raya from a Gemara Masechta Kedushin. Because the Gemara says, we're going to have it later in the Masechta Daf Ayin Beis, that there were different categories of yichus that came to Eretz Yisrael. And they were put into chayrim. So again, we see from here that even though it caused them to be distanced from Klal Yisrael, they were put into chayrim. But the Taz says that is not a good raya. Because 2 points, he says. First of all, he says it could well be that these people were already distant from Klal Yisrael anyway. And maybe the point of that Gemara is to show the Rebbe had Nevuah to know what's going to be. So he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. Gemara and our Gemara and Daf Chof here in Masechta Kedushin, that if somebody sold himself to be a worker, Lachtav Eitzim L'Avodz Kechavim, he was hired to work for Avodah Zara. The Torah teaches us that we still have to go out of way. The Torah says that we should still go out of the way to try to redeem them. So he says, let's think about it. This person is acting in an inappropriate way. He went to work for Avodah Zara. And even though he went to work for Avodah Zara, Eima, the Gemara here in Daf Chof and Mebei says, Litchi ever acha neufel. He already fell, let's leave him there. Tamaloi ma'achre nimka gula tialoi echa me'achav yugalena. We have the obligation to try to save him. So makes the Taz his point. If in that situation, where this person is already involved with Avodah Zara, our Gemara is teaching us we have the obligation to save him. Certainly, if somebody isn't in that terrible category yet, we have an obligation to see that to save him. And therefore, if putting him into chayrim will push him in the wrong direction, don't do so. The Pesach Tshuva also discusses this question, and he says, "Umikam makum tzaruch lemanik hador lios moslin bedvarim ke'elu." You have to be very careful in deciding these kind of situations. Lefisha ein kol anoshim shavim, v'loy kol averu shavus. Not all people are the same, and not all averus are the same. What is important, he says, is v'yi kol masav l'shem shemayim. What we always need to be concerned about is what is your intent. If your intent is honorable, you should judge each situation individually. The Chassam Sofer and a tshuva in Evin Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei, says that a deciding factor in such a situation is if there are children involved. If there are children involved, he says, we should be much slower in pushing somebody away. Because by pushing somebody away, we not only affect him, but we also obviously are affecting his children. The Beis Hillel, here in the Shulchan Aruch, says that if by pushing somebody away, we can, chas v'shalom, create a situation where this person will end up being an enemy of the Jewish people and do harm to the Jewish people, then we have to be very careful in not acting in that way. And in fact, there's a story from the Shlah. The Shlah originally lived in Germany. And when he lived in Germany, he had a yeshiva. One day, there was missing a piece of silver from the Shlah's home. The Shlah began investigating who indeed stole that piece of silver. And it was discovered that there was a certain Talmud who was the one that did so. When the Shlah discovered that, he expelled that Talmud from the yeshiva. That Talmud ultimately, Rachman Tzlan, converted away from Klal Yisrael, and he ultimately was appointed to be the governor of Yafo, of what is now Tel Aviv. The Shlah, a number of years later, traveled to Eretz Yisrael, arrived to the city of Yafo, and the governor of Yafo, who the Shlah did not recognize as his former Talmud, invited the Shlah to come to his home. The Shlah comes into the home, and this Talmud takes the Shlah from one room to another room, showing him his beautiful home. When they get to the last room in the house, this governor takes out a knife, puts it to the neck of the Shlah, and says, "I'm going to kill you." And the Shlah says, "At least allow me to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." As he finished saying the Pasuk of Shema, this governor took away the knife and kissed him. And he said to him as follows, "You don't recognize me, but I am that, but I know who you are. I know you're the great Shlah, the great Tzaddik. And I know that you've never done anything wrong. The only thing I think that you ever did wrong was the way you treated me. Because by treating me so harshly, you chased me away from being part of Klal Yisrael. And I didn't want that when you come to the Olam HaEmes, you should have that stain, so to speak, on your record. And therefore, I decided to do this act, which will scare you terribly, which will serve as a way to be mechaper you for this aveira. But from here again, we see that when somebody chases somebody away from Klal Yisrael, what are the repercussions? Even though I quoted earlier some Sefer in Ibn Ezer that says the factor to take into consideration are the children, there's another tshuva. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, Yoridei Simen Shin Chaf Bey. And the Chassam Sofer really repeats what we just learned in the Peskei Tshuva. He says, every situation should be judged separately. And sometimes the situation warrants that we should take a tougher stand, and sometimes the situation warrants that we should take a more lenient stand. There's a tshuva in the Radvaz, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Veis, where the issue that is discussed are people who do aveiros, and in those days the Beis Din had the power to punish. And the question that's posed to the Taz, to the Radvaz, is if by punishing them, who knows what can happen by punish them. So first he quotes a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Kiddushin, and Masechta Gittin. The Gemara says in Masechta Gittin that if a woman comes and says, Mosalai, a wife says that my husband, I can't live with him, we force him to divorce her. Why? Kadesh loitate sena benois Yisrael letar besura. So we see from here that we have to be worried what are the repercussions of our actions. But he says that that is not a good raya. Because on the contrary, what do we do there? We force the husband to divorce her. There's nothing wrong when the husband divorces her. On the contrary, we force him to divorce her, and therefore we don't have to worry about the future. But that doesn't mean that we should do the wrong thing just because we have a concern about the repercussions. And he says very sharp words. Shabonu lochosh lezeh, if we're going to start worrying what are the repercussions, tispatel ha-toyru legamri, the whole Torah will fall away. Kibin shiisparsim ha-dover, it will become well known. It will become well known. We ignore. You see, filachtu, they will continue sinning. The Torah will fall apart. We have to do what's right, and whatever are the outcome will be the outcome. There's a tshuva for Amei Shapiro Zatzal, and the Shalos Tshuvas Or HaMeir, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalet. The question that was posed to Amei Shapiro Zatzal were from Talmidim in a medical school who are not that religious, but are still keeping Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And part of what they have to do in medical school is that they have to do autopsies on bodies, on Jewish bodies, apparently. And we know that it's prohibited to do an autopsy on a body. And the concern that Ramey Shapiro discusses is if we tell these students who want to be doctors that if they're going to not be allowed to do autopsies, they won't be able to become doctors, they'll just leave Klal Yisrael, because they're obviously very anxious to be doctors. So first, a big part of the tshuva of the Or HaMeir is to discuss the isser of Nivel HaMes, the isser of doing autopsies. And he says, he quotes a Noida Behuda, that certainly if we're doing an autopsy on a body and there's no choyli here, that we need to do the autopsy to help heal,
the person that's sick. There's no shayla b'kuch nefashis. We certainly have no right to do an autopsy. But then he says that the Aruch HaNer says that b'meisim chavshi, kivin shemeis adam, once a person passes away, nasa chavshi min mitzvahs. So even if there is a very sick individual here, that all of us have the obligation to be concerned about pikuach nefesh, when do we have such an obligation? When we are alive and we have the obligation to do mitzvahs. But if this person is not alive anymore, so he doesn't have an obligation to help anybody, so he has no right to be mechalel, to do an autopsy. The person who's dead has no obligation to participate, and we may not do an autopsy. And as I said, it's not the subject of our shiur today. Ramey Shapiro goes into a lengthier discussion of the heter of the isser of doing autopsies. And then he discusses, he quotes the Ramah that we began with our shiur, and the Maroi that also says that one is supposed to put somebody into a cheirim, even though who knows what the repercussions of that cheirim will be. Then he quotes, as we said, the Taz, that the Taz disagrees with Ramah, but he says, let's understand what the Taz says. He says the Taz is saying that we shouldn't put this person into a cheirim. We shouldn't push him away. But even the Taz, he says, is not allowing us to do an aveira in order with a cheshbin that if you'll do this small aveira, you won't maybe come to do a big aveira. And therefore, the Ramey Shapiro concludes, Hine be'arnu, the shitas kol ha'poiskim rishonim v'achronim. It's the opinion of all the poiskim rishonim v'achronim. Shlel hater chas v'sholem shum iser. One may not allow any iser to be violated. Afilim yesh lochus sheyetzu ayde zel atar v'srov v'shtamdu chas v'sholem. Even if it means becoming, converting. And he concludes, don't listen to anybody who has a different approach. The koyach amnenu chazok. We have to be strong. Lamed b'nisyonis gedolus to withstand difficult times. Me'elu v'chaburach and from those who come to try to argue. Let's be lenient. That's the way we'll protect the Torah. He says v'chaburach hakdosh b'chol ear v'ear. Every city should have people gathered together. We have to make sure that every Jewish person is buried properly. Says the Ramey Shapiro, if we do what's right, we will be zoicha v'schoram yigodl ma'ashem yizbarach.